Well, good evening, everybody. It's David Litt. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our last Tuesday night business training call of the year. And the subject is not about 2015. The subject's about making 2016 your breakout year. And I heard people calling in from all over the United States and Canada, and glad that you're on the line. And it's transformation season. You know, people are thinking about losing weight. People are thinking about making money. And I want to set up for you a 90-day run and share with you some information tonight, and then also help you to put together a specific game plan so that you can make your first week, your first 90 days, and your first and the entire year of 2016 valuable. So glad that you're on the line, and let's talk a little bit about, you know, this idea of a 90-day run, because most of the announcements that we made in today's email blast really tie into that concept. And so, as I said, we're in a resolution season right now, and most people make one of two or maybe both of two resolutions. And the first most popular resolution, it's been the most popular resolution for years and years and years, decades and decades, is people want to lose weight. And especially after the holidays, the average person gains about 5 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's. So you know many, 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 many people. In fact, you may be one of the many, 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 many people who wants to lose some weight and or get healthier. You know, that's an important thing. And people think about having more energy, exercising more, being outside more, being more active, eating better, eating more organic. You know, the idea of losing weight and being healthier is number one on most people's list. And number two is making more money. You know, if you're like most people, you spend more money during the month of December, you spend more money during the holidays. I mean, that's what all the statistics say. And guess what? In these days, a lot of people put things on credit cards. And so you may be one of them, again, that put some gifts on credit cards, and those credit card bills are going to be coming, I hate to tell you, in 2, 3, 4 weeks. And, you know, people are starting to feel the weight of that pressure. And so resolution season, people thinking about losing weight, people thinking about their wealth and making more money, means that this literally is the best week of the year. I believe it is the number one week of the year to contact people, because they're going to be open. You know, everybody wants what we have, but they're not always open to listening depending upon what's going on in their life. And this is the time of year when you turn that page, when people are going to be really open. So when we think about this 90-day run, I think it really starts before January 1st. It starts right now. And I know that some people have already been running. They've already been getting ahead of the curve, being in front of the conversation, being out there talking about joining our group cleanse. And so that's the next thing I want you to be thinking about with this 90-day run, is we've got 4 group cleanses coming up, one on January 4th, one on January 18th, one on February 1st, and one on February 15th. David Sandoval is doing our very first group cleanse of the year, and I know there are lots and lots and lots of people who have already raised their hand and said they're going to be involved, they're going to make the decision. And, you know, people do what leaders do, and speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. So if you're planning on promoting the transformation, promoting weight loss, being part of resolution season, then make your own resolution. Make your own resolution to get healthier and lose some weight and be part of one of those group cleanses. We have so many different ways now to do the transformation that even if you're an athlete, you have a way to do the transformation. So make sure that you're part of the group cleansing process. The next thing on the 90-day run is we've got 5 winter regionals coming up. So that's going to turbocharge the middle part of our 90-day run. Amy Venner's going to be in Hawaii on January 30th. These are all Saturday events, all-day events. We're going to be up in the Northeast, David Sandoval and myself. Looks like it's going to be in New Jersey. That's on February 6th. On February 20th, we got 2 events going on, one in Southern California. David Sandoval and myself will be there. Looks like it's going to be in the Long Beach or Orange County area. And then we're going to be in Orlando on the 20th, and that's going to be Amy Venner. And then on March 13th, Amy Venner and I are going to be doing a meeting here in Colorado, probably in the South Denver area. So we're just finalizing up all the venues, putting together all the agendas, working with the field advisory board on all the details, and we should have flyers and enrollment links up very, very shortly so that you can not only enroll yourself, but again, gather up some people and, you know, whether it's a short drive or a long drive or maybe even a flight, make the decision to be part of one of these events. This is going to be the only national event that we're going to be doing up through convention, which is all the way to August. So we'll have a lot of great stuff. We're going to hear a lot from our corporate leaders and our crowns and lots of business training. So we will definitely have some great new goodies to launch and some new things to learn about, but a lot of nuts and bolts training. So it's going to be fun, and the agenda for that those Saturday events. And plus, we're going to be doing Thursday night recruiting events in some of those markets. And also, it looks like we're going to be doing Friday night dinners for directors and above in many of those markets as well. So we're going to lay out the details for each of those events and what's happening in each of those markets. But bottom line is we're going to try to go north, south, east, west, and make sure that we're in some place relatively close to you so that you can get new information, new training, and run, make this 90-day run productive all the way to the end, because at the end of the 90-day run, on April 8th through the 10th, we're going to be at Diamond Club, and it is, you know, really one of the premier events that we have in Purium. We're doing them now a few times a year. It looks like we'll probably do three Diamond Clubs in 2016. So, you know, this is the very first one, and it comes right after that January through March run. So make a decision. It doesn't matter if you're brand new in the company. It doesn't matter if you're a builder or consultant. You know, getting to Diamond, and we're going to talk about that a good bit tonight, getting to Diamond at this time of year with all that we have going for us, boy, I think that it's something that anyone can do if they put the right resources and mindset and focus and activities against it. So a lot going on. Resolution season, four group cleanses, five winter regionals, and a big Diamond event that puts a nice cherry on top for our, you know, for our 90-day run. So let's look at where we are. I mean, boy, we accomplished a lot in 2015. I think you all know that we were on the Inc. 5000 list in 2013. We were on the Inc. 5000 list in 2014. I'm proud to say and quite confident that in 2015, yet again, we will be one of the 5,000 fastest-growing privately held companies in the U.S., and that rarely happens that a company does that 3 years in a row. And I'm confident we're just getting warmed up. We've got so many more resources, so many more things that are going for us going into 2016 than we did in 2015. Just look, we have an East Coast warehouse now, and throughout the United States we're getting packages out, and transit times are 2 and 3 days in almost all locations throughout the United States. We've got a new back office, new phone app, a brand new website that's, you know, able to handle a lot more traffic, including a Spanish website that we did not have going into last year. We've got our farm to family video that really shows our business in such a positive light and talks about the processed food industry. And then from a product standpoint, we've got our kids products that we just launched. We've got a new version of the Bio Skincare, the super clean version that's coming out in just a couple of days, January 1st. And then importantly, we're going to be promoting this new concept of Core 3. And this idea of protein fruits and vegetables, of aminos, apothecary, and power shake that is going to be the key to retention and the key to bigger residual income as we not only go through the first 90 days of 2016, but we continue on in 2016, getting on that Inc. 5000 list for the fourth year in a row, really getting in some rarefied air, being one of those companies that you know, the industry talks about, and that business in general talks about, and we're getting there. We're in front of all the trends, and now we've got more resources and more things to focus on. So what I want to do is throw out a couple of sneak previews as to what's going to be happening in January, February, and March from a corporate standpoint to support that 90-day run, in addition to the group cleanses, in addition to the winter regionals, in addition to the Diamond Club and all that's going on with resolution season, and then we're going to boil it down for you. We're going to get really focused, and hopefully you can pull out a paper and pen or however you take notes and really get clear as to what it is that you're going to be doing on your 90-day run. But I want to give you a couple of sneak previews. Number one is our one-ton challenge, and I think that many of you know about the one-ton challenge. Dave Sandoval has been talking about that on his Wednesday night calls, and you should listen in tomorrow night. He's going to have an update, and I know next Wednesday going to have a much more detailed announcement around the one-ton challenge. Number two is we're going to do something we've never done before, which is focus on retention in a big, big, big way with a loyalty gift card. So I know that you've been giving out gift cards to your best prospects and your best friends and your best people. Well, guess what? We're going to have a program where the company is going to be giving out $50 gift cards tied to the Core 3 program. So you're going to learn about that next week, and that's going to be part of our January, February, and March campaign is a loyalty gift card, a loyalty $50 gift card tied to the Core 3. And number three is we're going to be talking about an unlimited gift card program at our launch pack level. So we're going to have unlimited gift cards so that for every 100 gift cards that you get redeemed, we're going to give you 100 more free, and we're going to allow new people coming into the business as well as people that are already in the business to buy into this program so that if you want an unlimited marketing budget for the next couple of years, you'll be able to have that. So I'm sure your wheels are turning now with all these different things, and I want to tell you how all three of these ideas really tie together, which is the idea of getting more volume from fewer people. The idea of getting more volume from fewer people makes your business more efficient and allows you to grow even faster. And so the one-ton challenge is about getting people or getting businesses, spas and salons and gyms and small businesses that have a sphere of influence over lots of customers that might want to do a transformation or have people that want to do the Core 3 and be part of the Purium lifestyle. The loyalty program, that loyalty gift card I talked about, I think is the most important piece of the puzzle, which is the idea of retention, of having people, instead of having people order 5, 10, 12 months, having people order 5, 10, 12 years. And so that one introduction, that one first gift card that you hand out, by us doubling down with a loyalty gift card, can get people on that pathway further down the hallway, further into using the Purium products on a regular basis. And we know that once we get people using the products on a regular basis, they're going to continue to stay and build a bigger foundation for you and a bigger foundation for us. And then the unlimited gift card concept really is going to get more volume from fewer people because people are going to be promoting so much more. When your marketing budget is unlimited, you know, if you're an online marketer, if you're a serious network marketer, if you're a good business person, or you know any of those types of people, to give them an unlimited gift card program, I mean, we keep taking our gift card program, which is totally unique in the marketplace, and we keep making it better and better and better and better and more and more and more different. And we can do that because we manufacture the product. So I can't wait till next Tuesday night call, because those sneak previews are all going to become reality, and we're going to go through the details of these programs so that you really understand what this loyalty gift card program is about, what this unlimited gift card program is about, and a little bit more on Core 3 so that you really see and understand our focus on retention and building a deep residual income for you and a deep business for us that goes well beyond 2016. So as I said at the top, I believe this is the number one week of the year for contacts. This is the number one week of the year where people are thinking about doing something different, thinking about improving their health, thinking about improving their wealth, thinking about losing weight. They're open-minded, and many people are home. You know, many people are available. I talked to some friends here recently that I haven't talked to in 3 years. You know, I think this is one of the best weeks, if not the best week of the year, to reach out to people. And so what I want to talk about tonight is the idea of how you set a plan to capitalize on this week, to set a plan to capitalize on this 90-day run, and to set a plan for 2016. So I'm old school. I use a Franklin planner. I have used a Franklin planner since April of the year 1990. So for 25 and a half years, literally more than half of my life, I have documentation of it down in my basement somewhere, in boxes and boxes and boxes with all this green paper that has my ideas as to what it is that I want to accomplish. And the idea of planning things out is really, really important. And if you look at the most successful people in the world, they always are planning and getting clear on what their priorities are, because time is really the most important currency you have. Everybody gets 24 hours in the day. Some people use it really efficiently, some people don't. And the people who use their time efficiently, that get more done, that get more out of their life, that get more value out of their life, you know, those are the people that are happiest, and those are the people that are most successful in many, many, many ways. So planning out your life is really important. It's the activity that happens from that plan that ultimately is going to make or break, you know, your level of success. And then looking back as well, by having it in writing, by knowing what you were trying to accomplish, you're able to evaluate it. And so I recommend that you have a weekly goal, especially for this week, to have a 90-day goal, especially for this 90-day run, and to have a yearly goal for 2016. And so the timing is perfect for you to think about what it is you want to accomplish by the next Tuesday night call, what it is you want to accomplish by March 31st, and if you're not yet a diamond, I think that's got to be on the top of your list, and then what it is you want to accomplish in 2016. And the way that I like to look at goals is, you know, kind of the formal way that I was taught, which is the acronym SMART, S-M-A-R-T, SMART goals. And so the S in SMART stands for specific. So this really helps you to identify the who, the what, the where, the why, the how much. What is it that you want to accomplish this week? And for the weekly goals, it could be about the number of contacts you're going to make, or the number of enrollments you're going to have, or the number of people who commit to joining a group cleanse, or, you know, the number of healthy happy hours that you want to create on your team. The 90-day goal might be something different. It might be more rank advancement based. The 2016 goal, the specific might be how much income you want to be making by the end of this year in Imperium. And maybe it is that you want to quit your job or go part-time in your job or get out of credit card debt or whatever it is. Be as specific as possible and tie that into the why that you want that. So on the weekly goal, there might not be a big why. On the 90-day goal, there might be a little bit of a why. But in the 2016 goal, boy, it's going to be very driven with a big why. Why is it that you want specifically what it is you're trying to accomplish? Because the bigger your why, the easier your how. The bigger that you want something and the more that you want something and the more clear you are, the more specific you are as to what that is, then the easier it is to make the daily activities necessary to make that happen. So the M in SMART is measurable. So the measurable is, you know, what are the results you're looking for and how long is it that you're looking to accomplish that, and what is your commitment to review that? So it's again, putting it down in writing. So the more specific you can be in your head and the more that you brainstorm and kind of figure out what it is that you want, and you might, you know, create a little, you know, board of pictures or, you know, start to draw out some ideas or some numbers or, you know, put some things together. But ultimately, you got to land on a result, and that result has to be measurable. So recruiting lots of people is not measurable. Recruiting, you know, 5 new PLC members and 3 new promoters in the next week, that's measurable. Getting 8 people on my group cleanse, that's measurable. Getting a lot of people on my group cleanse, that's not measurable. So as a business person, you want to put down numbers, and some of you are numbers people, some of you are not, but I can tell you as a business person, at least having a few simple numbers that you're willing to measure are going to make you far more successful. So that's the M in SMART. The A is achievable. So I think that there's a couple of different ways to make your goals achievable. One is to come up with something that's kind of a stretch or kind of a challenge or would get you to jump up and down and say, wow, I did it. This is amazing. But not so far out there that you can't literally imagine it. Or another way to do it is to do kind of a spread, is to say, hey, my goal in 90 days is to, you know, is to get to diamond, and my stretch goal is to get to green diamond. You know, that's my stretch goal. So, you know, some people like to just have one goal and say, hey, my goal is to get to green diamond, and that's what I'm going to do, and if I don't make it, at least I'll get to diamond. Other people say, wow, I can definitely see myself at diamond. I'm not sure if I could see myself at green diamond. And it's intimidating to put that on paper. So know yourself, but you want to have a goal that if you accomplish it or when you accomplish it, that you say, wow, that really was something big. So in 2016, what is it that you're looking to accomplish? What is it that you're looking to get out of your Purium business? And it could be not about money. It could be about how many people you're helping. It could be about your own personal health. It could be any number of things. but it needs to be something that's specific, measurable, and achievable. So there's no point in saying, I want to be a Royal Crown too, if you've been in the business for, you know, a year and you've had trouble getting over director. Now, that's not to say it's impossible. It's just probably hard for you to see at this point. So let's create a weekly goal to, you know, enroll a certain number of people. Let's create a 90-day goal that might get you to diamond. And then let's create a 2016 goal. Maybe you need to get with somebody that has made it up to crown and ask them what is possible for you to achieve and what it would take to do that, which is gets to the letter R, which is relevant, which is that you need to tie back to your why and you need to tie your priorities into your goals. So it's one thing to write out goals and to say, I'm going to be a diamond or I'm going to be a green diamond or I'm going to be a crown or I'm going to make this much money or I'm going to lose this much weight or whatever, but you've got to make those goals relevant in what it is that you're willing to sacrifice. What is it you're willing to give up? What is it you're willing to do? What is it you're willing to invest? How much money are you going to be able to invest? How much travel are you going to do? How many healthy happy hours are you going to do? Suddenly it becomes real. Suddenly it becomes relevant. Suddenly it says, hey, you know, Tuesday nights I'm not going to be watching TV. Sunday nights I am going to be doing a healthy happy hour. You know, whatever it may be, making it relevant, making it specific, tying your activities to your goals has got to happen. Goals without activities attached to it are pretty much just dreams that are worthless. So if you want to have SMART goals, they have to be relevant, and then the last is timely. And I think that, you know, if you outline weekly, 90-day, and 2016 goals right now and spell those out, that's part of the timely piece of it. But you need to be committed to check in, especially on your longer-term goals, and it's great to have an accountability partner. And that's where I want to tie back to our business planning worksheet. So, you know, the Field Advisory Board did some really, really amazing work here this year, and we had a great Field Advisory Board group. Just even in the last few weeks, we've had several Field Advisory Board calls helping us to pull together these new programs to help us, you know, tighten up this loyalty gift card and unlimited gift card program and the regionals and the convention. And so, you know, I hope that you all really understand how hard they work. And our Field Advisory Board pulled together in the middle of the year a business planning worksheet, because all of them had done different parts of business planning sessions and had their own versions and own styles. And I love what they pulled together. And so if you haven't used our business planning worksheet in the back office, or if you don't have a Healthy Happy Hour launch kit or, you know, the tear pads, the business planning tear pads, you need to get them, because they're fantastic for you and they're fantastic if you're planning on building, or when you're planning on building a team, that you're using that every single month with your people, because it's great to check back in on your goals, to understand where you are in your business, and to make sure that your activities are being productive. And so, you know, if you go into your back office, you can print out a sample of the business planning sheet. And it really starts with your why. You know, what is it that's important to you? Are you looking for early retirement? Are you looking to be debt-free? Are you looking for a vacation home? Do you need to pay for your children's education? What is it that you're trying to accomplish? And importantly, what is your most important goal? What's that number one thing, the why that makes you want to cry, as Pialani Schneider says? You know, what is that thing that really moves you, that will get you to readjust your life to make sure that you get what it is that you want? So, you know, just go through that business planning sheet, figure out what your income goals are, tie them back to the rank goals, which are right there on the sheet, and then importantly, figure out what are the income-producing activities that you're going to do. You know, how many hours a week are you going to work on your business? How many exposures per day? How many follow-ups? How many healthy happy hours? Who are you plugging into? What social media are you doing? Who are you going to be in communication that's going to keep you accountable? It's all right there. It's all ABC, fill in the blank, super simple stuff, and then it ties back to your prospect list. And this brings us full circle on this idea that we're in the number one week of the year for contacts. This is the number one week that people are going to be open to thinking about starting a weight loss program, starting a health program, making more money. This is the number one week. So dust off your prospect list. Who is it that might be interested in health? Who is it that might be interested in business? Who are those people that are entrepreneurial and ambitious and curious and resourceful and fun and like to exercise and influential and people that you would love on your team? And then give them a call. Give them a call. Sit down with them. At least send them a text message and tell them flat out, hey, I think you're awesome. What is it you're trying to accomplish in 2016? How can I help you? Here's what I'm doing. This is what I'm excited about. We got some new things going on. Whatever it is that you know, you use as you know, how you make your introduction to tell people that you're doing a group cleanse or you're expanding your business or you're looking for people in St. Louis or you're looking for people in Dallas or you're looking for people in Seattle or you're excited to work with your friends and make some money this year. This is going to be a different year for you. Who else is ready to get caught up in that energy and make those contacts? Make 10 or 20 or 30 or 50 or 100 contacts this week. Not sometime soon, this week. And one of the things I love about the business planning session and the business planning worksheet is it's about a one-month program, and it talks about exposing your top 20 prospects in the next 7 to 10 days. And I love that for lots of reasons. Number one is if you understand the law of the farm, it's plant, water, harvest, plant, water, harvest. And the more planting you do in the beginning of the month, the more harvesting you can do at the end of the month. So, you know, plant a lot of seeds, and it creates excitement, and it creates energy, and it creates momentum, and people can feel your excitement. And the first phone call, the second, third phone call, the third phone call might be a little awkward, but then you get in this rhythm where you just become immune to it, and you become excited about it, and you get more positive response than you realize. And the next thing you know, you're buzzing through that list, and you're excited to talk to more people, and you've got more people coming to your healthy happy hour. They're joining your group cleanse. They're part of, you know, the activity that you're excited about. And like I said, when you hear more about, you know, what we're doing with the Core 3, with the loyalty gift card program tied to the Core 3, with the unlimited gift card program, with all that we've got going on, you can get people caught up in that energy. And, you know, then you just follow the game plan. Then you just, after you go public, you're asking the magic question, moving people along, enrolling them. So partner up with somebody. Make sure that you've got somebody who can help you to harvest this business. And we're going to be creating a new enrollment tear pad and some new enrollment packs that are going to be so much simpler, so much cleaner. So you're going to see, we're going to keep trying to improve. At the end of 2015 here, as we look backwards, we said recruiting was up, sales were up, but we're not satisfied. There are things we can do better, new things we can do, and that's where we're at right now, is we're turning the page and adding some energy into your business. And I know there are people that are already running. They've got a running head start, and there are other people that are sleeping. So if you're on the call tonight, I know that you're running and not sleeping, and do what I just shared with you. I really recommend it. Create a 1 week, a 90-day, and a 2016 game plan. Create some SMART goals. Use that business planning worksheet. Partner up with somebody in your upline. And if you're somebody who's a diamond or above, start to work with your team and find out who's running with you. And you might be surprised. You might be surprised that you're going to have more and more people running with you because they're open to losing weight. They might be open to kids' products. They might be open to skincare. They might be open to something that that you didn't realize. But we got a lot of new stuff going on. And, you know, just share, share, share. Go public, go public, go public, and follow your plan. So that's what's going on here tomorrow night. We got David Sandoval. Like I said, I know he's going to be doing an update on the one-ton challenge. We'll have lots more information on that, and I'm sure he's got some other goodies up his sleeve. He does that radio-style show, the Purium Lifestyle Call, and, you know, you're going to want to join him tomorrow night. So I hope everybody's got a group cleanse that they're locked into for the first couple of months of the year. I hope everyone's got a regional event that they can find a way to get themselves to and maybe get some of their friends or some of their downline to. So put that into your plan, especially that 90-day plan. Be as specific as possible. And we will catch you tomorrow night with David Sandoval. And I can't wait till next Tuesday night call when I can unveil this loyalty gift card and unlimited gift card program. So thanks for listening in tonight. Have a healthy, happy, safe 2016 new year if I don't talk to you before then. And looking forward to making 2016 our breakout year as a company. We're just getting warmed up, and I hope you've got that same energy for yourself. Tap into your why and make it happen. Thanks, everybody. Good night.